Nolte, Biden job approval hits another record low. By John Nolte on August 17, 2021. The latest polling from Rasmussen Reports shows his fraudulent see Joe Biden's job approval rating hitting another record low. Only 45% of likely voters approve of the job Biden's doing, while 54% disapprove. A near majority of 45% strongly disapprove of the job Biden's doing, while only 27% strongly approve. Rasmussen, one of the few pollsters to exit the 2016 and 2020 presidential elections with its reputation still intact, polls on a three-day rolling average, so we have still not seen the full effect of his fraudulency's Afghanistan debacle on the job approval numbers. We'll have a much better idea on Wednesday and Thursday. Even so, this is still a very fluid situation going on that could easily worsen over the next few days as Americans and our Afghan allies attempt to flee to safety. The real bad news for Slow Joe is that his numbers were already falling before his Afghanistan debacle hit over the weekend. Just last week, on August 9, Biden sat at a relatively healthy 49% approve, 49% disapprove. But by Friday the 13th, the day before everything went to hell in Afghanistan, his numbers had already slipped underwater to 47% approve, 52% disapprove. This means that Biden's mismanagement of the economy, the border, and the China flu were already taking a toll on his approval numbers. There's no secret as to why. Illegal aliens are swarming us, many of them infected with the coronavirus. The price of everything that matters, energy, food, and housing, is spiking due to record inflation. Oh, and we were all being shoved back in those filthy masks due to the obscene overhyping of breakthrough infections for the vaccinated. So the writing for Biden's failing presidency was already all over the wall on Friday. And that was before he oversaw this breathtakingly incompetent and reckless withdrawal from Afghanistan that has not only stranded thousands of Americans in a country the Taliban conquered in a single day but also handed the Taliban billions and billions of dollars in our best weapons and war equipment. His fraudulency did himself little good Monday with a nationwide address to the country. All he could offer in his defense was an absurd straw man. Biden pretended there was some sort of debate over withdrawing from Afghanistan when there isn't. Hardly anyone believes that we should stay on after 20 years of failure and some 2,500 American casualties, including two in February. That's not the issue, and Biden knows it. The issue is the breathtaking incompetence of a president, a White House, and a national security apparatus that so mismanaged this withdrawal we've just armed Islamic terrorists to the tunes of billions of dollars in advanced weaponry and stranded thousands of Americans and tens of thousands of Afghan allies. That did not have to happen and would not have happened under President Donald Trump. Immediately after his nationwide address Monday, Biden went right back on his vacation. Meanwhile, only 35% of voters believe the country is headed in the right direction, compared to 63% who say we're headed in the wrong direction. This makes you wonder what those 35% see that fills them with optimism. But pessimism is spreading, and for good reason. And with 2022 right around the corner, Democrats have a lot to worry about. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.